Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So I'm watching the dilemma of the Kansas City Chiefs airplane, which got trapped on the runway in Kansas City because of icing, and they were afraid they weren't going to make it to Denver. Now, after the results of the game, they would have been better off if they hadn't made it to Denver, because without Mahomes and everybody playing, they got embarrassed by the Denver Broncos. I mean, come on. But just to tell you, they did get just as bad as snow over in on the western part of the state as we did. And we've got Kendall Smith with us, a meteorologist with Fox Weather. Kendall, good morning to you.
Good morning. Yes, I'm a big Chiefs fan. And that was a tough loss yesterday, to say the least.
It was kind of hard to watch. I'm sure they were probably thinking, man, we could have just stayed home. I know they couldn't do that. I'm glad they got out of there. But we probably got anywhere from 12 inches north of St. Louis and to the east and north, and probably mostly ice and a little bit of snow to the south. What happened in KC?
Yeah, so for us in Kansas City, we officially had a report of 11 inches yesterday at Kansas City International Airport, which was the fourth largest single-day snowfall total that we've ever seen on record here in Kansas City. And that dates all the way back to 1888. So it's been a long time, to say the least.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, this thing hit such a large stretch of the country. It sounds like D.C.'s getting it at some point today, it looks like. Same system, right?
Mm-hmm, the exact same storm system. What's so interesting about this system is that it actually evolved over the weekend, so it was in the Pacific Northwest. And what's so surprising and something that we oftentimes don't talk about is the fact that it also prompted our first tornado warning of the year, which was in California, oddly enough. And then the storm raced its way across the Rockies and then, of course, into the plains, where it did a number on us here in Kansas City and you all as well, just off to the east of us. And so in terms of where we go from here, really it's the fact that it's the Ohio and Tennessee River valleys that are taking it on the chin right now. Yeah. With all of the heavy snow and the ice concerns. And then eventually this system will skirt off the East Coast by later tonight. But you're right. I mean, D.C., all the way over to Louisville, I mean, so many folks are in the path of this really impactful winter storm.
What I thought was so interesting was yesterday here in the St. Louis area, we had thunder snow. So I remember seeing all the snow falling and they were describing it as hamster size flakes. And then you hear our lights flash and then you hear the thunder. You just don't see that very often.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we also experienced thunder snow here, which was very exciting. It is a rather rare phenomenon that doesn't happen all that often. So for myself as a meteorologist, I've talked about it countless times, but I have never actually gotten to experience it live on air out in the elements. So that was a first for me, very exciting. But essentially, I mean, it's just a thunderstorm that occurs during obviously, the winter, and the main precipitation type is snow as opposed to rain.
It was pretty bad, and I know now we're getting single-digit temperatures tonight, so it's not going away anytime soon, right?
No, I mean, January and winter is here, and it's here to stay for a while. That's the big issue. I mean, for us, at least this morning, I was just taking a look. Our temperatures, I woke up this morning. I'm curious to know what time you all woke up, but I woke up about 1:45 this morning, and it was quite a bit warmer than it was now. So that's just kind of how this is all playing out for us. Our temperatures are dropping and dropping like a rock. Yep. We're sitting at 90s in Kansas City with a wind chill of -6.
Wow. Well, stay warm out there. Kendall Smith, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yep, thank you. Kendall Smith is a meteorologist now for Fox Weather, and she used to work out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Kim, so she's clearly used to Midwest weather issues, and then she got to Fox Weather. So I thought it was pretty interesting since she was in there. We were trying to get Mike Seidel, who's also with Fox Weather, who's reporting from St. Louis this morning, but we just can't seem to get that worked out with the folks up at Fox. I don't know why. The guy's down the street here somewhere, and I can't seem to get him on the radio. I don't know why. That's frustrating.
Maybe. It sounds like we were one of the hardest hit areas. I know, obviously, Kansas City was hit really hard.
Yeah, but nobody will care after today because it's going to hit D.C. And then all of the national media will forget about the middle of the country and they're all going to head over there.
The problem is, though, they're going to have a hard time getting there because, I mean, you just go look at the outgoing flights at St. Louis Airport, for example, and so many of them this morning when I was looking, delayed, canceled. So I don't know how all these Fox people are going to keep traveling different places when a lot of these airports are, again, canceling flights.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at a couple of the traffic cameras. Fox 2's got punched up on the TV, and it still looks like on a lot of roads there's like one lane that's got some clearance on it, maybe two. And people are traveling 30, 40 miles an hour. So we're gonna have a mess. And I'm sure Sue's going to have her hands full with what we've got left of this morning and again this afternoon. Because like Ethan and I were saying, we're probably now more concerned about the drive home than we were about getting in here this morning because of the extra traffic that will be on the roads.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's true. And I mean, I guess it obviously hasn't been raining this morning, but I would think that some of that snow has been packed down and maybe freezing even more so where it's slicker. I don't know. I mean, I know a plow has not even touched my street yet. It looks bad from my vantage point outside my house in the St. Charles area.
Well, I'm glad that you're tucked in your den there and you're safe and sound. You don't have to worry about venturing. Although I will mention the Cox Uber service did offer to pick you up this morning.
You did, and I appreciate that, but I also appreciate more being in my warm home and not having to venture out in that crazy weather.
I don't blame you.
He didn't offer that to me.
No, well, you live way the hell down south. She's
how
not that
rude,
far away.
Come on.
I know. But when my phone rang this morning and it said Ethan Bright on it, I'm like, oh, boy. I don't know how to run that board like Reardon, and if Ethan is not making it in today, I'm in trouble. I don't know what I'm not quite sure what we would have done if you hadn't been able to make it in, Ethan. So you're the cog in this wheel.
You're the MVP, something. Ethan.
You are the MVP. Absolutely. Got all the technology working. He's had to call Fox on the side and argue with him over why Mike Seidel can't give me 5 minutes of his precious time since he's right down the street here. Mike and I worked at the same TV station years ago, so I thought it'd be fun to get him on since they went to the trouble to send him all the way to St. Louis, but they could not see their way clear to do that. So that's kind of the truth of where we are this morning. Back to content here. The drop and flop that's happening in D.C. over January 6th is amazing to me. Now, if you missed our interview earlier with Hans von Spakovsky, that was at about 6:20. You can go back and find it on if you hit rewind on the Odyssey app, or we'll get it up on the podcast. Interesting because the Democrats changed the Electoral Count Act and kind of screwed themselves. Right. Because before, when I was in D.C. for January 6th in 2021, all it took was one House member and one senator to stand up and oppose an electoral slate. And what that did was trigger debate. It triggered 4 hours of debate as to what, so both sides got to go. The side defending the electoral slate got to stand up and argue for 2 hours, and the side that had a problem with it got to stand up and argue for 2 hours. And then the House had to vote on whether or not to reject that electoral slate and send it back to the state and tell them to look at it again because we think there's something wrong here. It was one of the greatest safeguards in our constitutional system. But the Democrats, in their knee-jerk reaction to the protest on January 6th, which was not an insurrection at all in any way, shape, or form. If it was, it would have been the only unarmed insurrection in the history of the world. That's why it's so stupid to call it that. In their knee-jerk reaction to do something to stop anybody from ever trying that again, even though it was put in there as a safeguard to keep a fraudulent election from being certified. So now they've raised it to where it requires a 20% of the members of the House and Senate have to stand up and oppose an electoral slate before it can go to that same 4 hours of debate. It's silly season is what it is in Washington. But now if the Democrats like Jamie Raskin and some of these others want to stand up and challenge the Donald Trump election, they can't do it. They don't have enough people to stand up and do it and challenge it, even if they wanted to, even if they thought there was fraud somewhere in, Iowa, because the polling showed Iowa might go for Kamala and it didn't. And if they wanted to stand up and challenge that, now they can't. So they kind of shot themselves in the foot with their overreaction to this. I wonder if the Republicans can go back and change the Electoral Count Act back to what it was. They can do things now through reconciliation without needing the Democrats. So maybe they can go back and fix this problem. I don't think they will, but they could and they should, in my opinion. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. Kim, what are we talking about?
Well, it turns out that Joe Biden and the First Lady, they'll be traveling to New Orleans today to visit the families of the New Year's attack victims. I don't know if you saw this, Mark, but apparently that attacker visited New Orleans twice in the weeks before that attack, and he was wearing something very specific. I want to talk about that.
All right. We'll be back in just a minute.